Blog Talk Radio.
Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sexy bitch, I hope she got it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sexy bitch, I hope she got it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it. I just landed in Europe, nigga. Shopping bags, I'm a tourist, nigga. Money talk, I speak fluent, nigga. Reeboks on, I just do it, nigga. Look at me, I'm pure, nigga. I bet the hoes on my tour, nigga. I don't bop, I do the money dance. My bitch whip, cause 100 grand. Red bird, you see me slide. Sexy bitch, I hope she bout it. Sexy bitch, I know she bout it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it.
Oh yeah, I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me, so pick a BC day cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, Harv? Dope a dog food. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. When it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because...
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor for June the 4th. I mean, make that the 5th of 2014. Your host with the most, the number one student of the game, Wayne Benitez. How we going out there, ladies and gents? We have a show for you tonight. We have this wrestler that's been in the game for 13 years. He's been everywhere through WWE, Ring of Honor, TNA, Showtime All-Star Wrestling, and numerous of other places. Let's give it up for Vordell Walker.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Doing good, man. It's an honor for you to be on Wrestling It Factor.
I appreciate you guys having me on, man. Absolutely.
Yes.
How's everything going with you?
What was that again?
How's everything going with you?
It's good. Can't complain. The weather's good also. And just on the East Coast.
Right on.
And you're actually one of the top free agents up here for the top three promotions of TNA, Ring of Honor, and WWE. You would definitely have a good fit to being at in those companies full time.
Well, I appreciate it, man. You know, it anything's possible in this game. You know what I mean? Like, it really just boils down to being at the right place at the right time with the right fit for whatever direction it is that they want. And the bottom line is, can you make the money? That's the bottom line. But yeah, it's man, it's been a struggle, bro. It's not been easy, but I prefer the struggle over everything being handed to me, man. I damn sure do.
Right. Yeah, because there's so many, you know, opportunities, a lot of thousands of hundreds of thousands of workers out here that's trying to get their name into the big companies.
It's hard. I get a lot of messages from quite a bit of those guys all the time. And to be honest with you, man, like, you know, I do reply to a lot of these guys, and I do try to help them out, but it's hard because I know how it was. I've been there. You know, I've been in that position, and it takes diligence and perseverance and believing in yourself. It's not easy. Like any, you know, you know, I could sit here and talk all night about that, but you got to go for it, man. I mean, you know, a lot of these guys, and I was even in that position too early on where I wanted so much, like so soon. But as I look back on it now, it was like I wasn't ready for that. Like I should have just took my time, enjoyed what it took to get to that point. And I try to tell a lot of the guys that it's like, man, you know, I know you want it, but just enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. You know, what's going to happen is going to happen. You know, don't rush anything. So I try to tell that to a lot of the guys, man. That's something I didn't personally believe myself, but, you know, after doing it for so long, it's like, you know, just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the struggle to get to that point. You'll enjoy it so much more once you accomplish it. So,
right. Did you grow up watching wrestling?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I wasn't really a student of the game as far as. Oh, man, like the Mid-South stuff, or a lot of guys grew up watching, like, Dez and Robinson and stuff like that. But, like, you know, I grew up in the era around, like, the 80s, man, you know, the 80s up until now. And, you know, some of the cats that I looked up to at that point have definitely changed throughout the years. Like, a lot of those guys that I looked up to then are not really – guys that I try to pave myself after now, but like guys like Sting, you know, were like Sting was just had like super energy, man, and that was always the guy that I felt the most drawn to, even though there are other guys out there. But as the years progressed, there were guys like Billy Robinson, Lutez, like Dick Murdoch, Ric Flair, Larry Zbyszko, Arn Anderson, guys like that I really took to. So, but initially, that was the initial guy. Throughout the years, that whole, you know, philosophy changed.
Right, also. The person that trained you that for you to to become a wrestler to get into the business?
The guy that initially trained me to be a wrestler was in the business at the time. No knock to anybody that trained me along the way, but I'm just being honest. Like, the guys, I had a good solid background of different things up until professional wrestling. But once I got into professional wrestling, like, I had a whole different, like, teaching system, so to speak. And not saying that these guys were bad, but I'm just stating out the fact that if in a perfect world, if I could go back, and I tell this to a lot of the new guys, in a perfect world, if I could go back, I would go back and I would find a school that had a reputation, that had consistency of putting out individuals that went on to be successful in this business. That's what I would share. You know, and I think that I feel like if I would have went to a school like that in which I described, that I probably would be further along than where I am now in a less amount of time, if that makes sense.
Yes, exactly. What are your memories of working at Southeastern Championship Wrestling?
Now you're talking about the SECW deal.
Yes.
Man, I wanna say the group. Now they were based out of where?
They based out in the south, not I'll say from in Nashville, Tennessee. That part.
All right. Are you talking about the recent group with, like, me, Chase Stevens, Sean Schultz, and Wolfie D?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that one hasn't even happened yet. That one is going to take place on June 21st in Knoxville, Tennessee, which is going to be on a TV taping. And the booker is like Paul Adams, Tom Pritchard, and I can't say enough about either one of those guys, but it's definitely going to be the group to look out for. Definitely going to be one of the ones where you're going to get wrestling. You're going to get it uncut, raw, and straightforward. You know, it's just going to be good, solid wrestling. And that's going to happen June 21st, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's definitely a plug and for another startup promotion that has a bright future.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. It's a lot of good and bad out there, you know, in the wrestling world, and I'm sure, you know, you do the internet radio shows, and I'm sure you see a lot of it, man. It's a lot of good and bad, you know, and you know, it's hard because people will get a taste of garbage and then they will associate with you being a part of it, you know, from there on out. But you know, it's a hard game, man.
Right.
You really gotta be mentally and physically tough to be able to do this, no question about it.
Right. And what are your memories of working with Goldust?
Memories working with Goldust. Initially, like, they weren't, you know, really that great. It really it involved the initial Rick Steiner incident. You know, but then, you know, things came full circle a couple of years later where I got my nice little receipt on him, and then I ended up having a match with him, you know, a couple of years later than that, and I just recently saw him at Raw, like back in April, so I got nothing but good things to say about him, man. I really do. Like I can't really say anything negative about him or about anybody in general. He was a cool dude, man. And the match I had with him against him at Ring Warriors was his first match back since his shoulder injury at the time. And you know, the match was good. The match was solid.
And also, I've been hearing that story of that time with Rick Steiner. You know, have a reputation of kind of being a bully with other talent in the business, and you actually got to put him in this place that time. Was it a Frank Goodman show or?
There was a SCW event, and then there was an Orange Bird, or no, there was a SCW event in, like, Ocala, Florida, where it all initially happened, and then there was a CWA event in, like, Orangeburg at the Jameel Temple, I believe. So, yeah, it was like two separate events, man. It was crazy. Like, the second time was ridiculous, man. It was just out of control, you know. But,
right.
There was a lot of bull crap, man, up until that point. And it is what it is. It's not something that I'm gonna brag about or boast about. Like, just no different. Like, somebody stepped out of line, boom, and they get it a couple of years later. Like, legit, just get it a couple of years later, and that's what it was. Do I have any hard feelings now? Not really, but for a few years, yeah, absolutely. That crap ate me up, man. I hated it because, I get the guys, older veterans, they would test these young guys, but I still, to this day, don't know why that cat decided he wanted to test me, you know? And to this day, I don't know why. I have no idea. But I tell you this much, though, that mofo won't ever test me again. And I'm not even trying to sound cocky about it, man. I'm not even trying to go there. But that whole incident, because that whole incident, like, left the biggest bitter taste in my mouth, man. And after that incident in Orangeburg at the Jameel Temple, like, I felt a weight off of my shoulders, man. I felt at peace, like, you know, whatever the hate I had in my heart was just gone. It just sucks because I still to this day don't know why. Don't even know why. Why he even, like, felt the opportunity to take these liberties on me, but, you know, realistically, like, he couldn't smoke me, man. He couldn't. You know, even back then, like, he, you know, it sucks, man. It sucks. But it is what it is. But I don't even want to, like, go back there because that whole situation really, oh, man, it pissed me off a great deal. Great deal.
Right. And you also, what are your memories of PWS X, Frank Goodman's promotion?
I love Frank Goodman. I can't. You know, he's one of the most open and honest people that I've ever met, and he takes a lot of, like, ridicule and heat for, like, some of the things he says. But he says some of the stuff that people want to say, but they don't say it, and he says it, and people, like, take a dump all over him for being honest. But Frank Goodman has been one of the biggest Vordell Walker supporters ever that there's ever been. And I can't say enough about that guy.
Right, he's definitely been a fixture in the business for a long time, all over the Northeast and now in Florida also.
Hey. Yeah. But nah, I started working for Frank Goodman around, like 2011. So it's been a while.
Right.
And I first got on board with him around like the New York area. So and it's been around ever since.
Yes. What are your memories of working at Maryland Championship Wrestling 2011 Shamrock Cup?
With the Shamrock Cup, I came in for the cup, but I felt like that was a really good opportunity for me to shine, and gave me a good platform to shine on. And honestly, I was just really just happy to be there. You know, I went through the single elimination stuff, and then I got finally into the six way with some of the best talent in the world. And man, it was a great experience. I wish that I was able to go up there more and do stuff with them on a more consistent basis. But it is what it is. But I really enjoyed the experience.
Yes, the Shamrock Cup is one of the biggest for Maryland wrestling every year. One of the biggest shows up there. They bring in all the best talent throughout the U.S.
Right.
Yes. Do you have any memories of working at RH?
Yeah, the ROH stuff, man, it was kind of one of those things where I got a big opportunity too fast, too soon, I enjoyed the opportunity, but it was kind of one of those things, man. I got a lot in my career way too fast, way too soon. And, now being in the position I'm in now, like, you know, those opportunities are really kind of available. So, but no, it was a good experience, man. It was a good learning experience. It definitely helped me realize that I wasn't, where I needed to be. Like, I thought I was good, but then I realized I wasn't as good as I thought I was. Does that make sense?
Yes. And you also worked it with, was it, did you ever work with Homicide during that time?
Yeah, I worked with Homicide. Oh man, it was during the FIP. Actually, I worked against him for NWA Florida, and I worked with I worked alongside him in a six-man tag for FIP, and then we were in the Trios tournament at Ring of Honor.
Right. Definitely, Ring of Honor brings out the best in a lot of workers out there. And do you have any memories of working with Titus O'Neil in WWE?
Yeah, most recently the last match I had with WWE was against Titus O'Neil, and he's tough, man. I can't take anything away from him, and he's absolutely where I want to be right now. You know, he's in that position. You know, and then it gave me a good measuring stick as far as to what I want to strive to be to get to that position. But I can't say anything bad about him, man. You know, he's doing well in the WWE, and that's absolutely where I want to be at.
Definitely. Do you have any memories also of working at Pro Wrestling Experience, working with Cedric Alexander?
At Pro Wrestling Experience, I do, but like I did. Like I wrestled Lance Lude at Pro Wrestling Experience, and it was a good experience, man. Whether or not I come back or not, I'm not sure, but I really had a good time being there.
That's definitely another top promotion out there in the Carolinas. What are your memories of working in TNA?
Man, I was just trying to get a dang contract. That's what I was trying to get. I was trying to get a contract. I was trying to get whatever it took. Yeah, at that point, like that's mainly what I was trying to do, and I would drive up there and just do whatever they needed me to do and just try to get a contract, man, or just try to get my foot in the door. Like that's what my main goal was. Like it wasn't, you know, I never got signed, but I was always there when needed. Like that was my whole thing. It never worked out. And honestly, like, you know, looking back on it now, I probably wasn't where I needed to be in order to be in a position like that. So, I mean, no hard feelings. That's just me looking back on it now. You know, that's why I tell guys, don't rush it. Don't rush nothing, man. Just take your time. But yeah, I enjoyed the opportunities there. I got the opportunity to work on national TV, work pay per views.
And how was that experience working with Ron Killens, Conan, and Road Dogg? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the Conan, Road Dogg, Killing experience was the first time there, and it was a big deal for me, man. It was like a huge milestone for me. It was kind of like my first shot. It really was my first shot, man.
Yeah, definitely, they was doing the TNA highlight, doing that the early parts of TNA also, when it was on first going on national TV.
Yeah, for TNA at the time, man, that was every indie guy's dream. That's what we aspired for. It was like, man, we can get off the indies maybe with this, you know. And that was everybody's goal, you know. I remember being with guys and being like, man, maybe we can tag together, you know. And we would try to come up with like real cool, creative like tag team gear just to try to get a job. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, We wanted more. We aspired for more, man. It meant a lot to me. It meant a lot to other guys that I was trying to make this stuff happen with, man. It was our outlet to getting off the indies, to making like some legit coin. Like that was, you know, and I say this, and I'm sure there are probably gonna be a lot of the older vets that hear this and listen to this say, oh, that kid don't know anything. You're right. I don't know anything. But I do know what I want. I do know what I strive, you know, after, what I want. That I do know. You know, and it's hard. It's hard, man. It's extremely hard.
Yes, definitely, everyone trying to push to get to that, to those contracts, definitely tough out there, and there's other opportunities out there also with, did you hear anything about Jeff Jarrett's Global Force Wrestling also taking off?
Yeah, I have, man, soon? But I've heard all the press feeds and news launches and all that, man. But I haven't heard anything yet, you know. So, you know, if you know, and that's not to sound discouraged, but you know, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. Yeah, that's the way I feel. That's
right.
Really the way I feel, man. But yeah, I've sent my information in too, and I suggest that every other indie wrestler does it too. Whether they think it's like in vain or, oh yeah, just get pushed to the back burner, maybe not. Maybe, you know, it'll get seen by somebody and they'll see something in you that they want. You never know. It's all about timing. You never know. You never know with this business. You never know at all. So that's just my advice.
Right. And definitely, what are your memories of working at Saw Wrestling?
As far as Saw, like the atmosphere was just, you know, all about, I mean, it was a good atmosphere, man. Like, everybody worked hard. We came there with a specific goal in mind, just to put on the best event that we possibly could. And Paul Adams was a great booker. Reno Regan's helped with that. Like, it was just so much good quality talent among that organization, man. It was great. I couldn't ask for anything else.
Right, and one of the highlights I remember there also, you actually put on a great match with Ricochet that actually tore the house down in Tennessee.
Yeah, that was, for me, that was a major important match, not just because Ricochet was a high-level quality talent. It was more along the lines of, like, this is the match that lets people know that, like, I'm for real, that I'm not playing no more, that I'm not being overlooked anymore, that you guys are going to take notice of me right here, right now. That's what that match was about for me. It was, you know, it was a match, but it was a match to let the people know, let the fans know, let the people in the back know that this guy's for real. Like, I'm tired of getting overlooked. I'm tired of all of you guys, like, just, you know, walking on past me. That's what that match meant for me. That match meant, like, a lot to me, just for that simple reason. It was the match that would let people know that, like, I'm done. I'm not being overlooked anymore.
Right, definitely one of those matches for a lot of people to look at on DVD or YouTube anywhere in the archives. Do you have any memories of working at FIP?
Yeah, I do. I got some good memories. You know, I got some bad stuff, but you know, it was cool. It was a good experience. It was a good experience with working with talent that went on to bigger things, like Brian Danielson, Claudio, CM Punk, Brian Kendrick, Jamie Noble, guys like that. You know, it was a good experience as far as like Sal, you know, being a complete, taking footage and docking it up and putting it on a DVD. Not so cool, but it is what it is. And it was a good experience, man. You know, I wish him the best of luck.
Also, you recently worked for Wrestling Cares Association. You worked with Pepper Parks. How was that experience?
I came up short in that match, but, you know, just being out there, being able to compete at a higher level was a really good experience for me. I was just glad to be out there competing against, like, some high-caliber athletes, and I came up short. But, you know, there's always the next Race for the Ring competition, and yeah, man. Any time I get a chance to work with Les Thatcher is an awesome experience.
Yeah, definitely. He knows where talent is at in all places and stuff that deserve to be in a bigger company.
Yeah, but we're, you know, a lot of guys are really fortunate enough just to be able to have Les, like, on an indie level and being able to pick his brain. And, you know, guys like Les Thatcher, Tom Pritchard, you know, they have so much knowledge, man. You know, and just to be able to be around those guys and just listen. You don't even have to do anything. Just open up your ears, man. You'll learn so much so fast. You know, just being able to have those guys at our disposal is a plus. So, you know, and I plug that and not, you know, not just because I love those guys, because they've helped me out so much. If you get a chance to go to a Les Thatcher or Dr. Tom seminar, set the money aside and go do it. It's the greatest investment that you could possibly do for your career to advance yourself to another level. Honest to God.
Right. Definitely. And do you have anything to the plug for any upcoming shows or anything else?
The United event in Knoxville on the 21st, I'll be up in Pennsylvania for KCW, who's doing a body slam for cancer event, which I am totally behind. I've lost several family members of cancer, and I'm all about cancer events, sickle cell events, things like that. Just those two. I've got a lot, you know, I've got a lot going on, but just support indie wrestling. Just support indie wrestling. And actually support good indie wrestling.
Yes. We definitely need a lot of fans out there and listeners to support indie wrestler. That's the feature of the business. More and more, it can go to a higher level. And it's just been an honor for you to be on Wrestling It Factor. You can come back anytime to the show.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yes. You have a good night.
You too, my brother. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Wardell Walker. And if you want to listen to this archive, you can go to blogtalkradio.com under Wrestling X Factor Radio or Facebook at Wrestling X Factor group page for also archives and discussion. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later, folks.
Oh yeah, I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rapper stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, Hoff? Dope a dog food. Dope a dog competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. So when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. The play my kinsu, wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Change your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the cane start to talk, cause my field in court, then again on second thought. The half of me coming out sounding so similar. It's like a fusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggests the best your best or mess or test your highness. Unless you just...